Move on to item number eight, recommended case closures. Mr. Briggs.
Right, and again, we have two cases, and unlike the previous two cases, these sites have been cleaned up, but only to the point where there's still some residual that's, and these cases are pretty similar, at least in my reading of them in terms of their situation, in that the residual is of similar concentration as far as benzene and MTBE in the same neighborhood anyway, and very limited in aerial extent, and then in terms of risk to any existing or likely downstream uses, we anticipate that we'll have attenuation before there's any use. So we will proceed with closure unless you direct us to do otherwise.
Any board comments or questions or directions for staff? Dr. Hunter?
I'm having a little mic dysfunction this morning. Sorry. Yeah, just a real quick question. On the Atascadero site, I think I've seen this before, and I apologize if I've had this answer before, but the subject site, beginning in second paragraph, subject site is vacant lot, is not scheduled to be redeveloped. If that changes, does that trigger anything on our part?
Well, not necessarily on our part, but if you look at the next to the last paragraph on the next page, it says that, talks about the localized residual, and it says that it could pose unacceptable risk under certain site development activities, such as site grading, excavation, or dewatering. And so consequently, the local agencies, that would be Environmental Health Services, the local planning, and the building departments must be notified prior to any changes in land use, grading, activity, excavation, or watering. And we have that same notification on both of these sites.
And so the requirement goes to the current landowner? And then does it transfer with transfer of ownership? Hi, Chris.
The requirement is in GeoTracker, and so anybody who does a phase one or phase two will be able to find it, regardless of the ownership.
Okay, so there's no, is there any responsibility to the landowner
if
they transfer
title? It is not, it's not in the deed itself. The notification is not in the deed. We put the notification in GeoTracker.
Okay.
Just as a reference. Because we expect attenuation of the contaminant. It's in the event of redevelopment, there may be a risk, and so they may hit some of this stuff that's still there, and so we want to make them aware that that's part of their CEQA obligation. That's going to be part of that's going to come out in phase one.
Yeah. Okay. So it's still not clear to me how someone coming in to look at that property as a redevelopment potential, because it's a really good location. You know, it's right on El Camino Real, right there at Highway 41. So it seemed to me likely for redevelopment. I guess that's why I'm interested. So the county has no internal triggers to watch for that either. How does that work? Do we know? I realize that's outside of our boundary. But
yeah. And with some properties, we've had deed restrictions. Is the thinking that with the fact that any kind of commercial property, people are going to do a phase one, that GeoTracker is actually more reliable or as reliable?
It has become quite reliable. And the thinking is that deed restriction is somewhat onerous. And so we could actually put a notification in the deed itself. We could require that of the discharger. I believe that having it in GeoTracker and people doing due diligence will find it. We've had the case come up before where there have been redevelopments. People have run across this stuff. The CEQA process has been triggered.
So GeoTracker is linked in through that system for the regulatory on the regulatory side.
It seems to work. We can change our paradigm a little bit and try to put these into deed notifications, although that does become somewhat contested by RPs. We don't see this as a threat.
Yeah, I don't think right now we want to add anything to the work that staff does. I'm just trying to understand what the framework looks like, and then
and this
you
has
know,
been
kind
our
of
step
consider.
Towards that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the information.
Chris, I'm a little concerned that not everybody knows about GeoTracker. And, you know, if you're a buyer of property, that maybe you have an unsophisticated real estate agent or broker. I don't know what the standard is for getting public information. I know a deed is foolproof, and I'm not saying it should go in the deed, but perhaps there should be a requirement on the seller to have to somehow notify any buyer of this condition.
And I can try to, we've made this step of including this language to try to go towards what you're saying. And I agree with you that GeoTracker isn't a universally known, it's not well known. However, it has become more and more sophisticated, and more real estate people, especially consultants, are aware of it and aware of the information in it. We can.
Well, how about this? When at least I know with residential properties, the seller has to fill out a transfer disclosure statement. They need to disclose anything that may have any impact, that may have an effect on the property. They've got to let the buyer know about this. Why don't we just require that they put something in that in their disclosure transfer statements to any buyers?
From a legal standpoint, would that come in the deed, or would that
no.
be in our closure
no,
statement?
No, no, no. It's with
condition of closure.
Exactly. How about that? A condition of closure.
Of escrow.
Yeah.
So we're talking
that in escrow that they have to disclose to any potential buyers.
They're supposed to do that anyway.
Yeah, I think
well,
you
they,
could.
They
you,
are.
You could. We could request or put that in there. I don't know what enforceability we would have of that, but there's several. I mean, in this area, there's several different ways that a buyer would find out. One is that if it's a redevelopment site that requires a city or county or whoever to give some kind of a permit, these kinds of sites are not exempt from CEQA. They can't use a categorical exemption when it's been a cleanup site. And the other area is, you know, you can impose a deed restriction, and that's one way people can find out that it isn't always guaranteed, because I know situations where we had them impose a deed restriction, it was there. And then it wasn't disclosed to a buyer. It's a problem that's happened sometimes. And then the GeoTracker, but pretty much nowadays, if it's commercial property, you know, they're going to know about the GeoTracker and other ways to find out what's happened with the property.
We have been successful.
So there's multiple ways that they'll find out. And I agree with Chris that a deed restriction, us saying you must put a deed restriction and record that with the county recorders is not the norm, and whether we want to create
Howe,
that.
Mr.
Yeah.
Howe.
You know, when you buy a property in San Luis County, it says, you know, that you are aware that you're in the sphere of the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. Maybe we could come up with just a simple something that says this property has been remediated or something. I don't know, that it would just, you know, buyer is aware of that. It just something. And we don't have to go into any detail and then leave it up to them, because it's always the due diligence that it'll come out at. And if you're going to finance it, you have to have a phase one done anyway.
Yeah, and I can work with staff on.
You know, you just want something simple. I don't think we want to go into a lot of detail, just so that the buyer is aware that there could be. Then that would, I think that would stop anybody from ever coming back against us or against. I'm not sure.
I think we wouldn't necessarily be exposed to any liability.
No.
Ourselves, but
yeah.
I just want to make sure we've helped to close the loop on information transfer and disclosure, so that the seller has been told they have an obligation to just.
Or a probable obligation.
To disclose it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
We don't need to put it in the deed. I don't
want
to cumber the deed with that. But the information I'm just not convinced at this point that GeoTracker is universally known and understood and accessed by everybody. If it was, I'd say fine. But I would just feel comfortable with something very simple, and maybe, Francis, you can work with staff to accomplish that.
I will work with Francis to get that done.
Good. Thanks, Chris. Okay. Anything else on this agenda item? Okay, Mr. Hayashi.
I have a question on another one. You know that Paso Robles where we had the problem with that gas station that was just north of town?
Yes.
The truck stop.
Wilsona Road.
They're operating now, so I'm assuming things in order there or something came to a head.
Well, we haven't brought that back to the board for closure.
But they're making progress on it, I'm assuming.
I think that might be another part of the operation. I don't know if, Chris, are you aware of that?
It was interesting. We were driving by there yesterday, and I saw trucks pulling in there, and I was wondering what was going on. We got the information. If you remember, we asked the responsible party there to go out and do a final assessment, a confirmation sampling, basically, and it came back relatively dirty. And so we asked him to do some more work. That's where they are right now.
But they are it is all right.
There's something going on out there. There's a restaurant there, and so they may have rehabbed the restaurant. I know that there was some county issues with restaurant. It might have been septic issues, or it might have been health issues. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that part is related at all to the underground storage tank part.
All right.
It was complex situation up there.
I just don't want to be the guy that goes in and buys gas there and not supposed to be buying gas there.
I'm not sure they're selling gas yet.
It looked to me like it because it said...
Were there people at the pump?
It said there's fuel prices and looked like they're selling fuel. I don't know.
We'll do an inspection.
Up there on the way
home.
Back. Yes. Buy some or check it out.
Well, take your cameras with you. All right. Thank you, Chris.